Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's the Good Day program at 34 after the hour, here to sonically torture the people who are working with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and we'll be joined actually in a little while by Paul Cruz and Ruth Latoisson-Eiffel. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Very good.
No, Ruth. It sounds stable. Really,
sounds really good.
Yes, it does. Meanwhile, people in the news, Ted Kaczynski. Remember him?
I don't even want to laugh because he was a scary dude, but I like, Blasto from the
Unabomber.
Right.
Offering an interview to journalists. He wants everybody to know he's not insane. But for him, killed three people.
Normal to blow people up by mail. Totally normal.
Injured 23, killed three. They carried an 18-year bombing spree using the mail. Targeted universities, airlines. His brother, David, recognized his writing style in the Unabomber's 35,000-word manifesto, and he's the one who tipped off investigators when he was arrested in 1996. He was diagnosed by professionals as having schizophrenia. Spell that, will you please, Jennifer?
S-C-H... I zophrenia.
P-Z.
All right, you left out the H.
I said H, S-C-H.
Yeah, but there's two H's. Give me two H's, yes, on the board.
Oh, when the P-H, yeah, the frenia has got a name.
There's a P-H, right. Yes, exactly. Ted wrote a letter to New Yorker magazine saying, quote, "I'm not mentally ill and I want to dispute my brother's statements and tell my side of the story." So, are they going to do an article about him in New Yorker magazine? I think he's been written about a good deal, hasn't he? Haven't been a lot of stories written about Ted Kaczynski? Most of them
not in. I mean, let's not ask recently, Kara, right? Because I.
Okay,
I
let's
mean,
ask Kara.
Yeah, because she would have been really young when he was popular.
You know who the Unabomber? The popular. You know anything about the Unabomber setting a dark? The Unabomber, Kara.
I mean, I know who he is, but yeah, I haven't seen that much in the media about him, at least in recent times, because I mean, if you asked me in-depth information about him, I couldn't tell you.
What was his favorite cereal?
Yeah.
Probably Reese Puffs. Otherwise, he is crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Fruit Loops, maybe.
Yeah,
was his favorite?
Exactly right.
All right, Bill Cosby in the news again. Oh, Dr. Huxtable has a hearing to figure out if a criminal sex assault case against him is going to go to trial. Somebody at the Associated Press released excerpts from a deposition with Cosby about this case. He gave this deposition about 10 years ago, and in it, he apparently admits to having sex with underage girls, says an agency sent models to his studio while he was filming his sitcom. So wait a minute, let's check this out. There are about 50 women that Gloria Allred has in a stable now, that have signed on to the case against Cosby that they were drugged. He sexually assaulted them. He says, nope, that's not true. I wouldn't do that. Statute of limitations of the assault allegations now have expired. He was never charged in any of these cases, but including the case he has the hearing on today. But when the deposition became public, it seems that all bets are off on him. So what should be done, ladies? What happens? Do we try Bill Cosby here? Has he been tried in the court of public opinion? And do most of you agree that he's a dirtbag?
Completely.
Complete dirtbag.
Absolutely.
Absolute dirtbag.
Douchebagistan, population him. Yes. There's nothing nice to be said about this guy anymore.
All right.
He should absolutely
go
to court.
So nice to me. He was so nice to me.
He probably wanted to drug you.
he did lay in my lap. You don't know that story, Victoria.
Oh, boy.
I think that his actions are reprehensible. This is really, it's tough because... I mean, you can't, I wouldn't make exceptions. You know, you can't make exceptions for people's bad behavior. Just sort of wish that he would just, as his TV son suggested, move to Montana, leave everybody alone and just disappear. But that won't happen.
All right. So let's go to the good side. Somebody doing something good. Josh, is it? I never pronounce this right, Jim. You're always correcting me.
Dumel.
Dumel.
Dumel. Mm-hmm.
So there's a, you don't pronounce the A. It's D- D-U-H-M-E-L, kind of.
Right, kind of.
He's joined this hashtag Enlist Me campaign, which is helping raise funds and awareness to provide severely injured veterans with homes that are designed to meet their needs. He says, quote, as an American, I feel like we ought to try to do whatever we can to help. When these men and women are coming home, we'll make life accommodating or help them get acclimated back to some sort of regular life, at least as much as possible. Campaign in partnership with Building for America's Bravest and General Motors, raising funds and awareness. So he's been a pretty prolific television star, been in a couple of decent movies, right? He's a B plus. Would you say he's a B plus level actor?
I'd say he's almost A list. I mean,
is he?
Done TV, he's done movies, he's married to Fergie. Mm. I mean, I think he's A list.
Which
I
makes him more important.
He was Tad Hamilton, so
On his on his own, does he have it? Or is it because he's married to Fergie that more people pay attention to him?
Most people, I think more people started paying attention to him when they got married. You know, he started on my soap opera. He started on All My Children.
Yeah. Really? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I only know him from Las Vegas or whatever that
he
show was called.
He was Leo Dupree on All My Children.
Right. Okay. So
died twice.
Sort of funneling from that conversation to an ensuing conversation. We have these folks that are going to join us in a moment to explain Operation Good Jobs, helping veterans find jobs. This is a very important cause for me. And so I have invited Paul Cruz and Ruth Latoisson-Eiffel, who are working in this area. They are cooperating with Goodwill Industries to bring this thing, this matter, which has been all too often swept under the rug, to the surface. So we'll find out what they're doing and how you can help next here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Sushipedia provides a huge database, great photos, and search capabilities. A must-have app.
Sushi. Yoide.
Sushipedia. It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
You have to be in on the gag, but if you're sick of superhero movies, see the anti-superhero movie Deadpool. I'm in.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus, guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the most powerful color in the world? Well, some say it's the color red. Here's the science of it. The color red is associated with the life force. After all, it's the color of blood. Over time, it's become the symbol of passion and love, and then it's a commanding color, as red power ties imply. But the color red has other tricks up its sleeve. Red drinks, foods, cakes, pies, and candies are perceived as sweeter than they really are. And what's the color of a Valentine heart? Well, it's bright red. Give it, and the love of your life will think you're more wonderful than you really are. What's the cheap psychological trick? Want to make a statement? Go for red. You'll be seen as larger than life. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV. Think green.
Harrison with you. Did you know over 90% of American households use paper towels? What does that mean? Turns out over 3,000 tons of paper towels go into the trash every day. 3,000 tons of anything heading to landfill daily is amazing enough, but when it's something as airy and light as a paper towel, it's especially hard-hitting. Now add all the other items from your garbage can on top. Funny, we're taught the Great Wall of China is the largest man-made structure in the world. But no more. The largest man-made structure is now a landfill site called Fresh Kills that New York City's been using for 50 years. It's almost 5 square miles in size, and so much garbage was dumped there that at its peak, the dump was 80 feet higher than the Statue of Liberty. Getting rid of paper towels will reduce 4 million cubic feet of landfill and prevent 864,000 trees from being cut down.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, here we are, 47 after the hour. I was talking about Bryan Cranston, the Breaking Bad star, playing LBJ now in a series. He's one of these people that they'd be, wow, overnight success. This guy's been acting for 40 years.
Right. You may not have recognized him.
No, he's quite good, though, at what he's doing, Frank. I recommend, if you have an opportunity, you got HBO, check out the story, the LBJ movie that was made for HBO, specifically focusing on the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and what was going on there. He captures LBJ amazingly well. Speaking of capturing things, Jennifer and her eagle eye on what's going on just saw something yesterday. a local sportscaster got angry at a news anchor for stealing his material. I think, Jen, do we have some of the audio of that? What's that story?
We do. It's from KRON, which is, I think, in the Bay Area here in California. But this got so awkward. And basically, what you're going to hear is the sports guy starting his report and then getting very upset because the news anchor had just stepped on one of his lead stories. Here it is.
We should tell you LeBron James is going to star in Space Jam.
Well, we actually. Oh, you're mad because I already read that. I'm sorry.
How's Steph Curry's knee?
He's nursing it, and it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. How long have we been friends? 23 years.
I didn't know you were going to do
it. Have you ever, and I'm going to say this with a smile, ever heard me say right before you came on, there's an irrigation problem in Gilroy?
You have to
Never.
Talk to Cassine.
You ever heard me say, oh, it's warm weather today? Never. I stay in my lane. And it just, to a friend, to do that.
You got to talk to Cassine.
I like Cassine, so don't try and pit me against the producer,
well,
Cassine.
Well, he gave me that lovely script.
And here's that. It's hard for me to get mad. Catherine has stayed at my mother's home. She's written my mother notes and stolen my material. So how do I get mad? Anyway, how is Curry's knee?
Improving.
Okay, well.
Hey, LeBron was very good in Trainwreck, so this will be fun. Okay, I shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And Michael Jordan started Space Jam, as you earlier reported.
I'm sorry.
All right. Darn it, hard to be mad at Catherine, though. She's a good friend of my mom's, and it's going to come a time when you have to choose between the love of your mother and your mother's friends and the honor and dignity of Kron.
44 after the hour on the Good Day program. We have with us Paul Cruz and Ruth La Toisson Eiffel, who are both working on this connection, very important, veterans, and what do they do? This is Memorial Day week, and Goodwill Industries has made a commitment to meet their specialized employment needs. And so I think we'll turn our attention to Ruth, if I may, so that you can tell us about the job that you have at Goodwill, which basically puts military families and veterans together with various programs. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Doug, for having us. So Goodwill has been serving veterans and military family members since the early 1900s. Goodwill had the first voc rehab contract with the VA. So we've been serving veterans for a very, very long time. We renewed our commitment to serving veterans and military family members in response to the White House's Joining Forces initiative. So since April 2011, Goodwill has served over 200,000 veterans and military family members, and we've hired nearly 4,000.
So Goodwill hires, if I'm hearing you correctly, Goodwill hires thousands of veterans to do the jobs. They have offices pretty much and stores in every large and medium-sized city in the country, do they not?
Absolutely. So in addition to hiring hiring veterans, we also help veterans to find employment in the community. Goodwill prides itself on giving folks the opportunity to work, and we do that by making connections with our employers. So the Operation Good Jobs program is a part of our overall veteran serving strategy. It's a Walmart-funded initiative that is operating in 12 cities across the United States. Our goal with Operation Good Jobs is to serve not only the veteran, but the household as well. So the veteran, as well as any of their family members that live with them, can come to Goodwill and receive employment services.
All right, so let's bring in Paul Cruz. You are, if I understand, as you served 15 years in the National Guard, and you used this program to get a job. Is that right, Mr. Cruz?
Actually, I served 20 years on active duty and a few years in the National Guard. And yes, I did use Goodwill services to help with my transition as I retired from active duty.
What kind of a job did you get? What were you looking for, and what did you get?
My passion was to continue to serve my fellow brothers and sisters in arms. So what I did is I focused on the state of Washington, and particularly the Washington State Department of Veterans Affairs, which I currently work for now as a project manager for the Military Transition Council, and continue to help transitioning service members and veterans to seek employment, education, and things of that nature as they transition out of the military.
What kind of things do you find most veterans have? What kind of skills do they have that employers are looking for these days?
So veterans have just a varied amount of skill set, particularly in the soft skill section. A lot of leadership qualities, project management, organizational development, organizational challenge they face is kind of, it's deep down within their bones and their DNA. The challenge they face as they are transitioning is to kind of defeat those barriers that they find between military culture and civilian culture, and how to properly articulate those skills that they bring to the table to employers.
So the Good Jobs operation provided job training and counseling to you, and they do it pretty much for everybody that comes into the program, I'm guessing, yeah?
Absolutely. They do it for service members, for veterans, for spouses, for children. So they cover the whole military family, because as we like to say, it's the veteran is just one aspect of that military family. And Operation Good Jobs absolutely is a phenomenal program. They provide great mentorship, great training opportunity in regards to professional development, in regards to things such as resume writing, interview skills, things of that nature.
All right. So, Ruth, can people go to the website? Where do listeners go to get more information on this?
Our veterans and employers that are looking for veterans can go to goodwill.org or 1-800-GOODWILL, or call, 1-800-GOODWILL to find out more about our veteran serving programs and to find the Goodwill location nearest to them.
800-GOODWILL or goodwill.org. Thank you. Operation Good Jobs. Pretty good program, something to highlight at Memorial Day.